today's Memorial Day. Everybody's out riding their motorcycles. We hear them going by here steadily. Everybody's preparing their barbecues. Everybody's preparing their boats, getting out on the water. You hear speeches about celebrating those who have, remembering those who have died for freedom. The politicians are all getting ready to come out with their big speeches, memorializing those who have died for freedom. I prefer instead to think about all the people that have died for bankers' wars, for lies, for politicians. You know, you think back to FDR, and he knew that Pearl Harbor was going to happen, and they had put pressure on Japan and led them into attacking Pearl Harbor so that the United States could jump into World War II. You look at the Korean War. What the hell were we even there for? We look at Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin incident, where the USS Maddox was supposedly attacked by the North Vietnamese, and had enabled LBJ, Lyndon Baines ass Johnson, the Great Society, to get us into Vietnam. Hundreds of thousands of troops going into Vietnam. 55,000 boys killed. Millions of Vietnamese killed. And then Henry Kissinger over in Laos and Cambodia, killing millions and millions in his little secret war. Was that for freedom? I like to remember the criminals, the bankers and the politicians that got us into these damn wars, these never-ending wars, these wars that they make all the money and we spend all the blood. Those are the people we need to remember, that they were murdered. The U.S. military people and the victims of the U.S. military were murdered by the politicians and the bankers for profit and power. Those are what we need to remember on Memorial Day. Every politician that steps in front of a podium today ought to be tomatoes and rocks, bottles should be thrown at them. They should be booed off the stage. Anyone that has supported this Ukraine war. Look at what happened with 9/11. Now, you know that damn wasn't an inside job, was it? Look at that. They had rolled out, blew the dust off the big bill, named it the Patriot Act, and shoved it right down our throat. Now you got to take your shoes off at the airport. You got to let them fill you up. Little bald-headed transvestite fella trying to fill you up in the damn airport. Look at Afghanistan. Look at Iraq. All based on lies. Trillions and trillions of dollars and thousands of lives destroyed. People coming back here with PTSD, people realizing what the hell has actually gone on, and now they're called domestic terrorists. Let's remember that on Memorial Day. That's what's important. They weren't fighting for freedom, they were lied to, they were tricked, these people. We need to remember if the criminals that are in power, the banksters, the multi-billionaires, the Bilderbergers, all these people that think that they're better than everybody else and they want to reset the world so that you and me are little slaves on the plantation of Slavelandia. Memorial Day ought to be when we remember that it's these criminals that have taken over your governments, taken over your corporations, and now want to social engineer humanity to be slaves. That's what Memorial Day is about. Not barbecues, not riding bicycles, not freedom. It is about the criminals that think that they're better than us. Just a little rant on Memorial Day today. We're out in the garden, enjoying the sunshine after a few days of rain. Just something else to think about. What is your freedom worth? Are you still gonna listen to these politicians? Or are you gonna stand up and speak truth to power? Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.